All right, everyone. Welcome to the newly named High Vibe Club. Say yes if that sounds good to you.
Yes.
Awesome. I changed the Hive to High Vibe Club because I thought it was so perfect, and also because we're all about high vibes. Say yes if you love high vibes.
Yes.
Oh,
very
yeah.
Good. Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. We have such a full house here today. I think this is one of the biggest calls that we've had. I'm so excited. And I want to, before we get started and get going, I want to let you know something. The reason that I decided to do this call twice a month is that I was just working with my with my friend and teacher and mentor, Michael Auger, last month. And he did something where it was where we all in this one class calling, making a call every day for 30 days. Boy, let me tell you, that is about staying in the vibration of law of attraction and keeping everything that you want to be working in your bubble. Say yes if you like things that you want in your bubble.
Yes.
And I'm telling you, myself included, everyone that was on those calls, huge changes happened with them. It really, there was an incredible instant manifestation. And what we say here is that we mind our vibration. Let's all say, I mind my vibration.
I mind my vibration.
And you mind your vibration by making sure that we're always looking at what we want. And what we want to create and where we're going. Because we know in the law of attraction, it says that what I give my attention, energy, and focus to is what I'm going to experience more in my life. So when I had that experience, I realized that I wanted to give us more. And let me just tell you this before we move on, is that I'm thinking about doing something with the Vibe Club and maybe doing something for other people too, where we do maybe Monday, Wednesday, and Friday kind of morning calls to get us in the vibration, to get us focused, because the amazing results in your life are, it's incredible, because it's about staying in the vibration. And that's the reason I said, okay, to start off with, we're going to start doing 2 times a month. And there is such a, what I call a borrowed benefit. A borrowed benefit is something that I get all the time because I'm talking about law of attraction 24 hours a day. So since I'm talking about it all the time and I'm helping people with it, I get the borrowed benefit of staying in the energy of law of attraction. So when I hear Carol talking about, I'm going to make this happen, my vibration shifts too. And so I can get a borrowed benefit. And that's one thing about these calls, and that's why I'm so thrilled all of us are on the call, because all of us are getting a borrowed benefit, because it gives you, if you take, you know, a half an hour a day to have a law of attraction buddy or a call like this, just talk about things, you're bringing it in your vibration. It gets inside your bubble instead of going, oh, I looked at it, and now I'm going to go live my life. La, 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 la. You want to keep in the vibration of it. And you don't have to do it all the time, but consistency is the key. So I'm all about helping us to stay consistent so you can see results. So that's why I decided to change it to 2 times a month. And I will, I'll let you know if I'm going to, well, first of all, let me ask you all, does it sound good would you be willing to commit or want to participate in something if we did like a Monday, Wednesday, and Friday morning call for about 10 minutes? How does that sound to you all?
Yeah, we can try it.
Okay. Carol says we can try it. And just so we know everyone that's saying something, can you say your name first? Who said not really?
No, I said how early. It's Kendall.
Okay, Kendall. Kendall, thank you. So you might be willing depending on the time, right?
Well, I'm willing, period. But I'm not a morning person.
That's okay. Good. I just wanted to get the temperature of the whole group. So there's a couple of people here that are saying that they might be willing to. Anyone feel like they might want to do that with us?
This is Allison. I would. I'd do it too.
Okay.
Me too.
Mm-hmm.
All right. And this is Bruce. Just depending on time, but I would definitely want something like that.
Okay. Cool.
Doesn't anybody work?
Yes.
Yes.
Work night.
Just kidding.
I have my ideal job.
Just kidding.
We just blow off work.
Since I go in, Monday I work at home, so that's fine. Wednesday, I would like maybe 10 o'clock or something.
Okay. Let me.
And then Friday, I'm off, so. Mm-hmm.
Okay, cool. Thank you for Kathy. Oh, Jenny Ann, I see you're here. Welcome.
Hi, Max. How you doing?
I'm doing great. We're just talking about maybe I'm just taking the temperature of the room and seeing if we'd be interested in maybe doing something like that. Okay, this is good information for me to help you more because I'm all about helping you get results. So yes, if you like getting results.
Yes.
Very good. Very good. Okay. So that's good. I just wrote down a few things, and I will let you know more about what I decide to do because I'm all about helping you. So. We're going to just do a little recap, and these calls are really going to be, I'm going to teach you some of the stuff, talk about what's happening with me, but I'm also, this is your time, and we're going to go around, and you're going to talk about, share with the group, if you want to, if you don't, you're going to get a bar benefit just from hearing what people are attracting in their life, to have us support you. And us to say, okay, that sounds great. We're on your team. We're all there for you. And keep in the vibration of whatever you're working on, okay? So just a really quick recap of everything we understand about the law of attraction. So you know, we talk about the law of attraction is we attract to our life and our business whatever we give our attention, energy, and focus to, whether negative or positive. And When we do that, the law of attraction is completely impersonal, and it's just giving us more of the same, more of the same, more of the same. And it's matching our what? Matching our
vibration.
Right, matching our vibration. And there's only two kinds of vibrations. There's negative and positive. And we know that there's three words that the law of attraction police get on some of us for. And what are those three words, everyone?
Don't, not, no.
Right. So let me just ask you, I'm going to pause here. Anyone here been really much more conscious since we've been working about eliminating or really reducing don't, not, and no? Who would like to tell me their experience with that? I have the hunch that some people either have experiences with it or that they're having a little difficulty with it. So
well,
who would like...
Well, this is Kathy, and I'm telling my husband not to be so negative.
Okay. To not be so negative.
Okay.
That's good. Point. I'll learn from it. So if you don't want him to be negative, you want him what? To
be positive. Positive. Yeah.
So what we push against, we create in our life. So if I don't want someone to be negative, what am I going to create more of, everyone? More?
Negativity.
And it's an interesting thing. So with Kathy, so you see the difference, right, Kathy?
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. Good. It's the kind of thing where we, if you're really aware of it, you start going, wow, how can I change this? I don't want to go on that vacation, or I don't want that person, or I don't want to, well, how can I change it to what I do want? Because what's the reset sentence, everyone? So
what do I want?
What do I want?
Right. How Let me just take a poll here. How many people are either saying that out loud or in their head pretty much every day, saying, so what do I want?
I am, Kendall.
I am, too.
And?
I, too.
Cool. Oh, because
it's when Jenny Ann, I'm like halfway.
Jenny Ann, you're halfway?
Yeah.
Well, first of all, I'm sure that even Kendall and Dell and myself included, we're not 100%, but at least we're saying it. We're introducing that into our vocabulary. So what I'm training you to do is to always go, wait, stop. What do I want? What do I want? And if you can do it, you know what? If you didn't do it any before and you're doing it 5% more, is that better or worse?
Better.
Better. Better.
It's better. So, you know, it's sort of like, you know, we spend so much time looking at everything that's not working in our life or everything that we're pushing away from. And then, you know, if 80% of your time before you started working with me was about pushing away from 80%, like, I don't want that. And now maybe it's only, you know, maybe it's 50%. Is that better than 80%?
Yeah.
So we always want to look at where we're moving towards. So we're moving towards that. So anyone else have any experience? Or Kathy, do you have are you starting to think about so what do I want? Are you saying those things to yourself?
No.
Okay. Good. Thank you for your honesty. Do you see we're using so what do I want?
Yes.
Yeah, that's when the word change, the vibrations change. So, you know, now it's a little bit of energy for you to go, oh, wait a second. So what do I want? So everyone, if you have a post-it or something right with you, I want you to write, so what do I want? ? Write it down. Put it on your bathroom mirror. Put it on your car. Put it on your desk. So what do I want? So what do I want? And as we do that, our vibration changes. And when the vibration changes, your results change, which is fantastic. So that's fantastic. And I really would love you to all be like, so what do I want? So what do I want? And I'm going to tell you, for me and what I've experienced is that the more that I have incorporated that with all of my learning, with all of the stuff that I've studied, the Course in Miracles, Christianity, Judaism, you know, every single thing that I've ever studied, there's something about the practicality of really implementing the being aware of the don't, not, and know and saying, so what do I want? It really has changed my life. And if you've looked at my life in the last, you know, couple of years, since I've really been doing this work super seriously, you can see how my life has changed. I'm traveling on the world. I'm going to Belize. I'm leading retreats. I'm on all these international calls. I'm doing all this other stuff because I keep saying, so what do I want? So what do I want? So what do I want? So for all of you, you take me as an example of how my life is changing. And your life can be the same way in your business, in your relationships, and anything. And so it's like, you know what? I don't want the dog to eat in the living room. I'm serious. This is serious. You know, really, you start to get to the point where you'll be like, oh, I don't want the phone on that table. So what do I want? Oh, I want the. What do I want? When you start doing that over and over and over, your vibration will just keep getting in the flow. Does everyone get what I'm saying? Do you have questions or comments about your experience about so what do I want?
I have a question, Max. It's Kendall. Are you there?
Oh?
Hello?
Hear me?
Hello?
Hello?
Max, are you there?
Can you hear me? Hello?
Oh, there you are.
That happened. That's weird. Am I back now?
Yes. Yep.
Okay. All right, Kendall, you were going to say something.
Okay, my question, I find myself all the time now, what do I want, that I'm having a hard time finding a contrast, and I know they're there. Does that make sense? Like when I'm doing my list, it's very easy for me now to come up with the clarity part, what do I want, but I can't always match it to a contrast, even though I know it's there.
Okay.
That makes no sense, right?
It makes a lot of sense. Anyone else relate to what Kendall's saying?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
So what Kendall's saying is that she has a lot of I want, but she's not getting a lot of what I don't want. Is that right, Kendall?
Yes, but okay. Not in a selfish I want.
I know.
Well, maybe it is selfish. I don't know.
Well, okay. You selfish is good. Selfish is good because it's self-care. Remember that?
That's right.
Yeah. It's okay. Your clarity, instead of I want, it's you're getting a lot of clarity, but you're not getting a lot of contrast. That's okay. That's totally okay. Now, the thing that we want to do is that contrast is actually helping us to birth more clarity.
Right.
Now, everyone say contrast births clarity. Let's all say that.
Contrast births clarity.
And contrast is our friend because contrast, if we start to look at what we don't want, we will get more specific of what we do want. Because I almost can guarantee you, everyone, that if you make a list of all the things that you do want, that's fine. But you will get more clear about it. You'll get more detailed about it. And some things will surprise you if you really say, wait, let me just look at what I don't like about jobs, what I don't want in a job. Now, I know, Kendall, you've been working with the job situation, correct?
I have, yes.
So I bet you if I'm just going to do it right here. Can you give me four things that you do not like about your job?
The chaos.
Okay.
The inefficiency. The drama. And it sounds mean, but the people. I know.
No, okay, it doesn't matter. What kind? You need to get specific. What is the people situation?
Inefficient, whiny, not taking responsibility, not being team player type of people.
Mm-hmm. I'll walk you through this. Good. Okay. So you don't want a chaotic environment, a chaotic workplace. You want what kind of workplace?
Calm. Hello?
Can you hear me now? Oh my goodness, why am I breaking up? Can you hear me?
I can hear you now.
Hear me now? That's so strange. Mm-hmm. Sorry. Okay. So you don't want an inefficient workplace, you want a
efficient, smooth running workplace.
Don't want drama, you want what? What's the opposite of drama?
I'm not sure.
Cooperation?
Oh, cooperation? Is that
cooperation,
yeah. Maybe. Peace. Oh, you know what's the opposite of drama a lot of times is supportive.
Supportive, yeah, there you go.
Yeah, there you go.
Because usually dramatic drama sort of implies that it's like, that's not supportive. It's okay, so you don't want whiners.
You make it sound so bad.
Okay.
I wouldn't want to work there.
Yes.
I don't blame you.
So you don't want whiners. What kind of people do you want?
Take initiative people, responsible people.
They're not whining. You know what? Supportive, too, actually. Supportive.
Supportive, yeah.
Right? Okay.
And you know what, Max? I did what you told me this morning with picking those three things, and I wrote it down, and I was very, very clear and kept it in my pocket all day, and it's working out. I'm going to have a meeting with the doctor tomorrow that I want to be with, and that's where I'm going to be.
Oh my gosh, that's so great. Okay, we need to come back to that. That's pre-paving, so we're going to come back to that. But let's finish that. Thank you. That's great that you brought that up. So, Kendall, do you see how looking at what you don't want gets you to get really clear about what you do? Because even you were like, what is that? You said, what kind of people are those? You
right.
had to get clear. Because in law of attraction, we have to offer a pure vibration. What kind of vibration do we have to offer everyone?
Pure
vibration. And the way to get a pure vibration is to sift through the contrast and go, ding, it's a supportive person. That's what I want. I don't want a whiner. I want a, I want a supportive. You hear what I'm saying, what I'm doing?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
That's why it's important to look at the contrast. So if you, because a lot of times we'll go, oh, I want a new car. Okay, I really want a new car. Okay, so that's actually something that I'm working
on
right now. You too. So I need to get a car. So I've been I started my contrast list today looking at cars in my past that I didn't like, that didn't work for me. And so I was like, ooh, that's right. I thought I knew what I wanted because I looked at a picture and I was like, okay, well, that's what I want. But then when I looked at it, I was like, that might not be the car, because what's more of a match for me is when I looked through the contrast, what the clarity I came up with wasn't exactly the kind of car, but it felt right. Because what's the most important thing? Our feelings. Let's all say our feelings.
Our feelings.
Yeah. So do you see, Kendall, how it gets you to get your feeling involved when you look at the contrast?
Yes.
Yeah. So it's fine once you're doing this for a while and you go, oh, I know a lot of clarities. But really, I encourage you to use the contrast through clarity through contrast list with everything that you do. And then I just do it in my head a lot. But if it's something big, I will write it down. I will be like car, house, living situation, whatever. And when you do that, it's fantastic. Okay?
Good.
I hope that helps.
Yes, thank you.
Sure. Anyone, I'm going to come back to your pre-paving, Kendall, but I want to stay on this contrast to clarity through contrast. Anyone else want to contribute or have anything they want me to help them with, possibly, about getting clear about something or a story about you getting clear that's helped them? Who would like to share?
Max, it's Carol.
Okay, Carol, thanks.
Well, it's funny, when you guys are sitting here going through this, you said supportive, and that kicked me off onto a supportive web designer. So all of a sudden I kicked into, let me sit here real quickly and fire off my contrast clarity on my web designer page, because I'm not really clear if I'm going to look for someone. I have someone. I'm just not really clear if I'm going to make the jump, when I'm going to make the jump and what I'm going to do, and it's becoming clearer and clearer just sitting here just doing a quick contrast clarity.
See, that good. Let's give Carol a round of applause for taking action.
Yay!
Carol, this is, and everyone, this is exactly what I'm talking about, why it's important that we stay in the vibration, because she hears us talking about it, you get more clear, and you start to take action. And it's inspiring. You get high vibes hearing things, correct? Yes or no?
Yes.
For sure. Good. Thank you, Carol. And good. I would love to – well, actually, so supportive – I'm going to ask you a couple of things. So supportive was something that triggered you off. Was there any more things that you found that sort of maybe surprised you about a kind of web designer that you wanted?
I think I've always vocalized it with you when we talk.
Uh-huh.
Just putting it on paper makes a big difference because I actually see it. Being a visual person, it makes a big difference to me.
Thank you.
Because I talked to them earlier this afternoon and felt I just got a lot of mumbo-jumbo back from them.
Mm-hmm.
Does that make sense?
Yes, I do. I do. And hear what Carol's saying very clearly, because a lot of times people are like, do I have to write it? I'm like, you don't have to do anything. You don't have to do anything. But boy, writing it helps. It clarifies your clarity. And what kind of vibration do we have to offer?
Pure vibration.
The pure your vibration, the pure your results. Because if we send out confusing vibration, what kind of results are we going to get?
Confusing.
Crappy. Yeah, you're going to get, exactly. Junk in, junk out. Clarity in, clarity out. That's what you get. So it's really important for us to do that. So thank you for saying that. So writing it down does help. It really does help. And it's your roadmap. So then you can go in and be like, here's my list. I have it in front of me. I'm going to talk to the designer and say this and this and this, whatever it is. It's a good tool. It's a really good tool. Thank you, Carol. Awesome. Anyone else want to talk about contrast through I always say it backwards. I am dyslexic. Clarity through contrast worksheet. Anyone want to share anything about that? That they're working on?
I have a question. It's Kathy.
Sure, Kathy.
What am I not hearing because my ears keep ringing?
What do you mean?
Well, you know, they say I have tinnitus, but it has to be something else that I'm not hearing.
Do you mean physically right now on the call?
No.
Okay.
I mean
okay.
spiritually.
Okay, you're going into a whole other world. Okay, let me hold on. Okay, let me just back up here. Okay, I'm not exactly following you. Do you mean you're having ringing in your ears, and that has something to do with the contrast through clarity list?
Well, that's what I'm trying to find out if it does.
Keep talking. I need a little more explanation.
Well, I'm trying to find out what this list.
Uh-huh, yeah.
If there's something that I'm not hearing or getting it to or putting it together.
Are you working on your ideal something, ideal job, ideal something? Is that list that you're working on?
Yes.
Do you want to share what it is?
Well, I'm a Reiki master,
uh-huh.
So I'm looking for another like healing modality.
Okay.
I'm trying to figure out what I want to do next. I'm looking at different options.
Okay, so we need to get you clear about what your clarity list is for. First of all,
mm-hmm.
So that's important. Okay, so is it my ideal healing modality? My ideal, I'm not sure. What's the title of your list? What feels right to you?
I would say the healing modality.
Okay, cool. So you would write that at the top of your list, healing modality. So then you're going to look at healing modalities. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
So what of kinds of healing modalities don't you want to do? What doesn't feel right?
Okay.
What's one thing that doesn't feel right? And it can be an aspect of it, Kathy. It can be like, you know, literally, you know, walking on fire is a healing modality. So, not be your thing. I don't know. You know, what is something about, you know, is it, does hands-on healing feel right to you? Does it feel wrong to you? What kind of healing modality feels like, I don't like that. That doesn't feel right.
Okay. So it's, again, what do I want?
What you don't want. We're going to talk about your contrast first.
Oh, okay. What I don't want.
You're going to make your list. So give me something that doesn't feel right for you.
A massage therapist.
Okay, massage. Good. Massage therapist doesn't feel good. Okay, good. What else doesn't feel good? It doesn't have to be a title. It can be a way of working. Does doing distance healing feel right to you or bad to you? Online?
Right.
Okay, so that's not a contrast. Distance feels okay. What feels wrong? Like, I would never do that. Does flower essence feel like a healing, something you'd want to do?
I don't even know what that is, but
okay,
yeah,
well,
okay.
So here, for healing modalities, your homework is you've got to start to think, you know, you have to look and go and do some research to find out what you don't want.
Mm-hmm.
And then you'll get clear about what you do want.
Okay.
So just, you know, do some research and go on the internet and go healing modalities or healing styles. Healing modalities is really a good word, actually. So different, you know, there's crystal healing, there's flower essence healing, there's sound healing, there's vibrational healing, there's massage healing, there's Reiki healing. Do you know what I mean? There's psychic healing. There's tons of them. So what your homework is to be like, you're going to look and do some research about what, because you already know Reiki. You already know that. That's a healing modality for you. So you're going to do some research, first of all. And first of all, I want everyone to know this. You might have heard me say this before, is that information is the easiest thing to attract. So just, you know, start thinking about, you know, getting information about different healing modalities. Put it in your bubble. And as you do that, you're going to birth the clarity. You're going to start to see, that feels right. That one doesn't feel right. This one feels right. That feels good. Let me check that one out for a while. Are you following me?
Uh-huh.
Yep. Okay. I'm not sure if it has anything to do with your ears, but.
I think in a way it does.
It does. Maybe it
does.
Because
it keeps coming and going.
Mm-hmm.
And it's like I'm not listening to what they're saying.
Maybe.
What they want me to hear.
Well, maybe you just need to listen to what your intuition is instead of, you know, not hearing what they are telling you. They. You.
Okay.
You.
Yeah.
I want there, of course, there's other energies in the world to hear and listen to, but in this work, we're going to talk about really discerning what you are saying, because Spirit's speaking to you. Okay?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. I hope that helps, and we can follow up with this, okay?
Okay.
Good. Thank you. Cool. Now I'm gonna bring up the pre-paving thing in a second, okay, Kendall?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, we'll talk about that in a second. I'm just gonna open it up to anyone's questions, experiences, what they've been attracting, what they've been stuck with, possibly anything you want to talk about. I have a hunch somebody's been having something they want to share with us. Who is that? Who would like to?
Max, it's Carol. I'll jump in.
Okay, Carol. Go ahead.
I've been attracting the same crappy-ass work out of these two guys because it's all been going. And
good.
I guess other people feel the same way. Because it was easier to bitch and moan about them than to stop myself and go, wait a minute here. What do I want?
Yeah. Uh-huh. And
ingrained in our system just to bitch and moan.
Yes.
That, you know, sitting here tonight really opened up my eyes and went, wait a minute here. I've been going about this the entirely wrong way and I know better. That's the sad thing.
I know. And
you know better.
That's right. That's right. Yeah, it's important. And most of us on some level, because you have heard me more than once and we've been talking about this, we know I know better and I do it.
Right.
That's why it's important to go, oh, yeah, oh. It's like the old V8 commercial if you're old enough. It's like, oh, yeah, I could have had a miracle. I forgot. Hello, wake up. Say yes if I'm funny. So true. That's it makes us we're all in this together, right, Carol? Because it's like, oh yeah, I've been doing this and I know. But at the same time, it's like I've been bitching about everything about these guys, and it's like it's right in front of us.
Right.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. So what's your clarity now about it?
Oh, focus on the positive, my friend. That's what I was doing, that clarity sheet, sitting here going through on my web designer of what I do want. And as I write it, I write down the positive instead of focusing on all his negative attributes, truthfully, because that'll just take me down that spiral. I'll be there for days writing that out.
And what happens to your vibration then? Goes straight down, right? Goes right down.
Right, absolutely. Goes right into the barrel, the cracker barrel.
That's right.
But Max, doesn't that come back to her when she bitches about the guys? It's like a mirror effect.
Say again?
I keep hearing about the mirror effect.
Well, everything's a mirror effect. If you bitch about something, you get the same thing.
Okay. That's
yeah. All right. Exactly. Exactly. That's the law of attraction. Totally. And then you get more and more and more of it. And say yes if you've ever been in the bitch fest about anything in your life.
Yes.
Oh, yes.
Uh-huh. Yeah, that's right. Now, Carol, you and I talk a lot, but your bitch fests have changed a lot. They're not nearly as long as they used to be, right?
Thank you.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Hey, I'll take care of the positive any day.
Yeah, for sure. Because you're aware about it, it doesn't help you. It's the same,
right.
It brings up the same shit. Sorry to my friends, but it brings up the same shit. So we know that. And who here can say that they spend less time on their negative stuff than they used to maybe 2 months ago?
I do.
Yes, I do.
Yes. Yeah. That's what it's all about. That's what it's all about. Good. Cool. Thank you for sharing that, Carol.
You're welcome.
Cool. And now let me tell you, we've got another 20 minutes here, and I'm here to coach myself, and so I'm all yours. So what can I help you to get more clear about, or something that's not working for you, or working that you want to celebrate? I know people on this call that have a lot to celebrate. Who wants to celebrate some stuff and feel the energy of it? I do. Otherwise, I'm going to tell you all the fantastic things that happened to me. But I talk too much. So.
Yeah, let's hear about you.
No, I want to hear about you. You've already heard about me. Okay, all right, I'll talk about me. All right, so. Well, I talk about this because it's all about what I've been working with. You know, I did this incredible, Jennifer knows. Jennifer was on the Lee's trip, and we had an amazing time, didn't we?
Yeah.
Yes, and I attracted that Belize trip to myself. I decided I was going to do a retreat. I decided I was going to go away. Then my friend asked me if I wanted to do a retreat, and I said yes. And we attracted the most incredible experience. Everything
was perfect.
It was perfect, right, Jennifer?
Perfect. Yeah, everything.
Everything. The food was incredible. The accommodations were amazing. The setting was so beautiful everywhere we went. The connections, the right people came at the right time together. Everything worked out exactly right. Say again?
It was all in order. Like, it just seemed like it flowed how
yeah.
it was supposed to flow.
Yeah. Talk more about that, Jennifer. What kind of things did you experience?
Oh, just even on our way home, we saw a rainbow. As we were leaving the island, just everything. It was perfect.
And
it was like a great trip.
Even Jennifer even had her same rug. Sorry.
In the cabana on the beach part of the trip, the bathroom in the cabana had the same decor and the same rug that I had in my bathroom at home, literally.
Wow.
Pictures of it.
Wow.
I don't know what that was about, but there was a connection with my bathroom and the bathroom there.
Wow. That's amazing.
also, Jennifer, you love your bathroom. You love bathroom.
I do love my bathroom. Yeah, it's my comfort zone. It's my, you know, where I go and I feel. It's my favorite room.
Right, right. So I want you all to hear this. She loves the bathroom. Is love a positive vibration?
Yes.
So she loves her bathroom. She has a thing about her bathroom. She wants to make it good. She loves it. Da, 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 da. So
I do. I decorate it the most out of my whole apartment. I do. I focus on it a lot.
So what you're focusing on, you get what? You get more of.
More of.
So you've been looking at that rug and looking at all those things, and guess what? It came to you because of that. It was a matching vibration. It was a matching vibration.
And I even went in two other rooms, and they had different decor in the bathroom. It wasn't even the same colors. They had different rugs.
Uh-huh.
So what are the chances that I had the same room with the same rug in my bathroom?
Right. So that means you're sending out a pure bathroom rug vibration.
I do love my bathroom.
You're very clear about what you want, what makes you feel good.
Yeah, exactly, and the colors and everything.
Right, exactly. So those kinds of things, the Belize trip had a lot of those kinds of things, and so I want you all to really hear this. It's not just to hear us saying, yeah, yeah, yeah. It's like, boy, when you start to get clear about things, they start to show up in your life. They just do, and they could be random in the middle of an ocean of Belize, or they could be, you know, in work. It can be anywhere. As long as you're clear about what makes you feel good. What's the most important thing? Is that we feel
good.
That we feel good. That's important. It's really important. Thank you for sharing that, Jennifer. Yay.
Yay, Jennifer.
Cool. Who else has a question or something they or success story or anything that they want to share?
Max, were you going to talk about pre-teething a little bit? Or?
Well, I will. I will. Are we going to go there? But I want to give time for everyone to speak.
Mm-hmm.
Talk about pre-teething. Okay. No more sharing?
Well, I have a story about pre-teething, so that's why I thought you may want to talk about pre-teething. Okay.
Tell your story about pre-paving, and I will support it with candles.
Okay.
Go ahead.
I was going to go food shopping at Whole Foods, and I don't particularly have, like, positive experiences or, you know, just kind of boring old food shopping. So I said, I just pre-paved it, and I said, oh, there are going to be, like, miracles and wonderful, fun things happening in my food on my shopping trip. And I walked into the store, and it's, like, completely random, but I ran into – not random, obviously. I pre-paved it, but I bumped into – actually, I didn't bump into it. I had my back to him, and I hear somebody say, don't I know you? And it was the co-owner of a metaphysical shop that I go to sometimes, I haven't gone to lately. And then as I was talking to him, he goes, hey, to another person. This guy was a healer who was having a workshop last weekend at the metaphysical shop. And so that was like a fun, chatty thing. And then I left and I got in line to check out, and there were three lines, there were three registers open. I went to one of them. And I was in such a good mood from the great, you know, vibes, this great conversation, talking to a healer and a guy who owns a metaphysical shop, which is like, you know, a really incredible thing in a supermarket, right? And then I go check out, and I said to the girl, I noticed the guy in front of me in line had like 15, you know, bags that he had brought with him to bag his own, you know, things with. And I said, oh, I didn't bring any bags today. I said to the girl at the register, like I normally do. And he said, oh, here, have one of mine. And I said, the guy said that to me. And I said, oh, are you sure? And he said, sure, share the love. But he was so positive. He was like the nicest guy ever. And then, like, right out, you know, and I said, boy, you know, I prepaid this, like, really wonderful experience.
Oh, that's awesome.
It's so funny. And I said, I'm going to have, like, these magical experiences. And I did.
And you did. Yes. Good for you.
Share the love. I mean, I love that.
He said share the love. Fantastic. All right. Let's give Allison a round of applause for prepaving.
Yay. Yes. I need to do that more, though.
Yes, we do. Yes, that's the thing, you know.
Mm-hmm.
And I'll just give a little lesson really quickly. Most of you know what pre-paving is, but I'll just tell you. Pre-paving is a way of pre-paving your experience. And you can pre-pave anything that you want. So you can make any experience go in the direction you want because we are co-creating with the universe. With the law of attraction, we decide this is where we're going towards. This is, you know, just like the contrast of clarity. We go, okay, I want, you know, a calm environment, work environment. I was responsible people. I want to have a day that's full of love. I want to have a day that's full of magic, whatever it is. That's pre-paving. So if you are going into your job or if you're going to like a meeting or something or just your day, you say, I want to have this meeting to be productive and I want it to be efficient and I want to feel joyful about it, whatever. So I think there's a lot of power in threes. So you just say, I want these three kind of adjectives and you connect with it. That's what feels right. That's what I want it to be. And when you do it more and more and more, it works. You say, these are the kinds of things I want to experience today. This is the kind of experience I want to have when I go to buy my new car. This is the kind of experience I want to have when I have that heavy-duty conversation with my friend that I really don't want to have but I need to have, you know, or with my boss or whatever it is. And it works. It works because you're bringing it, because before you go into those situations or you're random, you're going, oh, I don't know what's going to happen and maybe they'll do this. It's random. We're co-creating. What are we doing? We are
co-creating.
So if we're not taking our responsibility, we can't be judgmental about the results. So today, you know, I think it was yesterday, today or yesterday, Kendall put something out there on Facebook, and I said, hey, do this pre-paving thing. Write three adjectives down before you go to work of what kind of experience you want. So, Kendall, tell us what happened.
Well, work has been crazy for a while now. We have two doctors that are partners that absolutely don't get along, and they're about to split up, and I never did the pre-paving before you told me that, and last week I did my contrast through clarity or list, and literally it was legal-sized paper, front and back, four pages.
Awesome.
And I've been carrying it around in my purse and adding to it and switching, and then when you said to me this morning, be really clear about what you want, that really set a light bulb off, because when I first picked my three things, I didn't name a doctor. It was just a general thing. And at one point, one of the doctors came out and she said to me, we're going to be breaking up. You're going to stay with both of us. You're going to have to work with both of us. And I thought, oh, no, that's not going to work. So then I pulled my little list out of my pocket and put down the doctor's name that I wanted. And then it turned out that I spoke with that doctor and she said, yes, I want you to stay with me. We're going to talk about it more in depth tomorrow. Da, 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 da. And I thought, wow, see, thank you, Max, because I wasn't clear enough, and that was your first thing, be really clear about what you want with the doctors, and that's when I changed my list, and I'm going to go back into clinical with the doctor I want to be with.
Wow. Congratulations. Let's give him a
round.
That's amazing. That's amazing.
Thank you.
Do you all see the value of clarity?
Yeah, I thought I was clear, but I wasn't. And for whatever reason, that first sentence you said to me, be really clear about what you want with the doctors, just made me think more about it, I guess, and put names down. For some reason, when I first did the list, I felt it wasn't right to name names. You know, you're always taught don't name names. Well, then when I did name names, I got what I wanted.
Yes, see? Yeah. That's good. See, do you see? Okay, that's fantastic. And it's such a good example, everyone, about how the ego works. You know, I do the Course in Miracles, and we talk about the Course in Miracles here sometimes. The ego will be like, oh, well, don't do that because you're going to hurt someone's feelings. And you're gonna... No. You are we are entitled. We have a divinely individualized curriculum that we know it makes us feel good. It's not hurting anyone to write it down. You're going to go, you know what? It's okay to be honest with myself and go, you know what? This is the doctor I want to work with. That doesn't, it's just not a match. It's not a judgment. It's just not a what? It's not a?
Not a match.
That's how we can get around the ego thing of like, well, maybe I shouldn't do this or say that, or I'm a bad person, whatever it is. I know you're not totally doing that, but I'm exaggerating for effect here, is that we just go, you know what, it's not a match, and that's okay. That doctor just doesn't fit with me. For other people, it's a match,
right,
but not for you.
Right.
And that's okay. That's why it's so good to be clear. Congratulations. So,
thank you.
So good. How do you feel after that? What happens to your vibration?
My vibration's wonderful because your picture's on my computer. So whenever they start getting to me, I just, you know, close all my windows and say, hi, Meg.
That's what I'm missing. I'm going to put
You need to put my big laughing picture on your computer. It'll be fantastic.
No, I have your picture of us. I have to be in it, too.
Oh, that picture. I love that picture. That's awesome. Yeah, and Kendall's working on some T-shirts for me.
Yes, I am.
Uh-huh.
Let's tell us the laughing picture on that one.
Sure.
No, and Kendall, who suggested that? Me.
Say again?
I said I told her she should do it.
That's right.
Oh, yeah, tell. That's right. And that sounds fantastic. I'm supportive of you all the way. It'll be really fun. I'm actually thinking about making some buttons too, little buttons that people can put on their, you know, to put on their shirts and stuff, like mind your vibration or you're in my bubble, things like that.
Nice.
It'll be fun. Cool. Good for you, Kendall. All right. We have about 5 more minutes, and so who would like to share something? We haven't really heard from Ruchi or from – who else haven't we heard from? Jenny Ann, not that much. Ruchi or Jenny Ann, do you have something that you'd like to say or contribute?
This is Ruchi. I'm a little brain fried right now. In general, I've just been trying to balance the whole work on your house thing, like the Under the Tuscan Sun, which is also one of my favorite movies, at the same time while still giving attention to, you know, kind of just finding the balance between the two. Because I think in the past we've talked about I've given too much attention to, like, my goals and stuff, and then I notice it happens more when I'm not attending
to
it.
Yes, makes sense. So does everyone sort of understand what Richie's talking about, focusing too much on something and then not focusing enough on something?
Yeah.
Sort of the balance here.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, and this is, you know what this is all about, Ruchi and everyone? This is a trusting the universe issue.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
It's about trust. It's about trust. Your vibration, if it's pure, I mean, I know that, you know, you've been, is it okay for me to talk about what you've been sort of working on, Ruchi?
Uh-huh, yep.
Okay, so Ruchi's sort of been working on her ideal partner, right?
Yeah.
Or ideal or something. So, which a lot of people are working on those kinds of things. And so this idea about looking – if you've been focusing on it and you've written a pretty clear list that feels really good,
right,
then it's in your bubble. It's in your vibration. You can give it some attention, but if we're coming from the place of, oh, my gosh, I've got to make sure it happens, I've got to make sure it happens, that is a tight energy that doesn't let it flow. You go, it's already there. I trust it. I'm going to go take a basket weaving class. Let it go. I'm going to go take a test drive a new car. I'm going to go play with my friends, whatever. And you trust it. You come back and visit it on some level and go, oh, yeah, that's the kind of guy that would be feel really good, whatever. But it's not that holding on energy. It's that I know what I want. It's the difference between saying, looking, when you see someone in the world, a guy or whatever, walking down the street, and you go, oh, my God, that's exactly the kind of guy I want. And you go, oh, my God, but I don't have him. Instead of going, that is exactly the kind of guy I want. Thank God he's that kind of guy is coming into my existence.
And I will say, Max, since I've started working with you or taking, you know, these classes and the things, that I've definitely attracted more guys closer to my list than I have in the past.
Good. Let's give Ruchi a round of applause.
Yay!
Fantastic. Good, good. Yeah, and that gives you evidence that it's working, right, Ruchi?
Yes, yes, definitely. And I've also, I think you talked about it a couple of calls ago about taking responsibility for your
yeah.
vibrations or what you're putting out there. And I've also noticed that, too, where there's been, like, some that there's been some doubt about or whatever, and then it doesn't work out. And I'm like, well, I mean, in the end, I'm like, well, it didn't work out, so I had some doubt about it kind of thing.
Mm-hmm.
And learning to take the responsibility for that without being too negative.
Exactly.
Mm-hmm.
Because do you remember what we say about what responsibility is, how I change those words?
Respondability. I remember that one.
Yeah, your ability to respond.
Yeah.
Your ability to respond. I love that. Yeah, because whatever we only get what we...
focus.
Vibrate,
yeah.
We only get what we vibrate. So if we don't get, if we get a result that doesn't feel good, guess what? We vibrated it.
Mm-hmm.
We vibrated it. And it could be because our fear, and here's the key. I'm going to use don't in a very specific way. Don't blame yourself. And that's what you're sort of talking about, Ruchi, a little bit, right?
But yes, balancing, taking responsibility versus I think in the past I've just blamed myself more, so it's been more negative versus productive.
Very good. Good. So keep doing that, and you will find a natural balance. And literally, once it happens that you're like, whatever, I'm so involved in this new project, it doesn't
right.
matter, whatever, I'm telling you, that's when it happens.
Yeah. Oh, I totally agree. I see it happen with my friends and stuff, so I just out there. It's out there.
Yeah, yeah. And you know what? Just live moment to moment. It's all about joy. How can you find joy in this moment?
Mm-hmm.
Just find joy in this moment.
I will say to the group that Max recommended this book, The Power of Now, and I really, really like it if anybody has read it or hasn't. It really resonates with a lot of things that we learn in this.
Absolutely.
Good. Yeah. I love that. And that's so funny. On the retreat, I had this whole thing about The Power of Now. There's people that were just slamming it. And I was like, oh.
What?
Yeah.
Oh, really?
Yeah, I was like, oh, well, that's not a match for them.
Right. Wow. I mean, that book changed my life. I'm just amazed. Someone wouldn't like it, but yep.
But look at, we attracted each other and we vibrate with it. So it's
right.
It's not a match for them.
Well, you recommended it to me too, Max, too. And I mean, I've thanked you before, but I just want to thank you again. Cause, yeah, that book is amazing. Such a good book.
Totally.
And I know I've been talking a lot, too, but I just wanted to say that I've been attracting a lot of information. Like you were saying, it's the easiest thing to attract. And I have been attracting other books, like, similar to Power of Now, and, like, just things are flowing in that are just a perfect match. These books and, you know, like, spiritual leaders and things, that are just a perfect vibration. I'm learning so much.
Oh,
all
awesome.
Of a sudden, I've never heard of these people, and I'm like, wow. So it's... I attest to, attracting information. If you're, I don't know, it's happening.
It's so easy. Thank you for saying that, really. Attracting information about anything is the most easy thing. It just happens. I mean, literally, it's like, you know, you're just like, oh, I want to learn more about in this vein. Mm-hmm. And it will just come to you. It will come to you.
It's amazing, all these different people coming into just the last maybe 2 weeks. Just amazing.
Congratulations.
Magical. Thanks.
Yeah.
So a book I want to recommend, too, is, and I told Jennifer about it, is Anita Morjani, Dying to
Be
Me.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
That's the next book.
Yeah.
Or even, like, watch the interviews, Lulu Massey on YouTube. She interviewed her. Really good interview. A couple of different interviews with her.
A friend of mine had, actually, before her book came out, her... a friend of hers worked with a publishing company or whatever and had the galley of that. And it was a few years ago, and she was like, oh, my God, you have to read this. I'm not supposed to let anyone read it, but here, read it. And I was like, whoa, that was really good. The last two chapters,
I just got it out of the library, but I'm going to buy it because the last two chapters were just so unbelievably amazing. So, yeah.
Beautiful. Yeah, if you're not familiar, check her out. She's really cool.
What's the name?
The book is called Dying to Be Me. She had a near-death experience and came back with all kinds of wisdom, like amazing just perspective and the way the world is and what we're here for. And
she's actually coming to my church in like 3 weeks to talk.
Really?
Oh, wow.
Yeah. Wow.
I actually saw her speak once with Wayne Dyer.
Yeah, Wayne Dyer like brought her out, yeah.
Yeah. And then she's coming to my church on the 9th of, the first Sunday, I think, of March.
Really?
Yeah.
Hmm.
Where is that?
Where's your church?
Yeah.
It's the Center for Spiritual Living.
Yeah.
Which is the church that Louise Hay started at.
Yeah.
And Louise Hay is the owner of the publishing company through her that she's doing her book through.
Mm-hmm. Wow.
Hay House. Awesome. Hey House. Awesome. I love it. Cool. Good stuff. Yeah, it's pretty cool if you're interested, if you haven't read it. It's pretty interesting stuff. I think it's great. Thank you for that recommendation, Allison.
You're welcome.
All right, so... I feel like we've talked a lot about different things, and I want you to, if you're not involved in the, you know, some people are more involved in that Facebook group, and some don't, but, you know, I'm there, and I'm going to try to be even more involved, and we're going to be, you know, we're going to be, in 2 weeks, we'll have another Vibe Club call, so until then, I want you to work the steps. You know, as they say in AA, work the steps, work your three steps. You know, the first step is identify what you desire. Second step is to focus on what you desire. And third step is to, what's the third step? To
allow.
So work all and really, I'm really proud of all of you because I can see and I can feel on your own paths you're working it, and which is really fantastic. So now you have this group experience for all of us to help each other with. So before I end up, is there anyone that wants to say anything before we wrap up? Nope. Okay. All right. Well, thank you, everyone, and we will talk again in 2 weeks. Okay?
Thank you.
Oh, I'm doing this intention call on Saturdays if you're around, so sign up for it. It's going to be 15 minutes of thousands and thousands of people around the world having the same intention. So I'm going to run that, so it'll be fun.
Is that the one with Jennifer McLean?
No. Jennifer McLean. I don't know who Jennifer McLean is.
Oh, okay.
It's not with Jennifer McLean.
She's healing with the masters.
No,
oh, okay.
No, it's different. Yeah, it's something different.
This is called the intention call. So
okay.
I'll send it out to everyone to make sure you know. Okay?
Thank you.
Cool. Thanks, Matt.
You're welcome.
Thank you.
Have a wonderful night. Okay.
Thank you. Have a good night.
Bye.
Good night.
Bye.